The potential power of the millennial voting bloc is the subject of a lot of talk this election cycle. Will they show up to the polls in November and sway the election, or will they continue to largely stay home? Well, one Arizona State University student is fighting that perception of his generation in a big way.
Hi there. Are you interested in Democratic politics and progressive policies?
ASU junior Zach Galley is not only sitting at the Young Democrats' table outside of ASU's Memorial Union every day, registering voters and handing out bumper stickers, he's actually running a professional campaign.
I was approached by someone in the county party leadership about the opportunity. Matthew Serra, he had previously run in 2012 for State House. He had a lot of experience with this thing, and he just needed someone to guide him in the right direction.
And the show's Lauren Gilger went out to meet him while he was tabling at ASU recently, and she joins us now. And Lauren, what campaign is he running?
So Galley is the campaign manager for Matthew Serra's campaign for the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors. He's 19 years old, and he said this is actually the first presidential election he's ever even been able to vote in. But he's been volunteering for the county Democrats for years now, and he clearly takes the job very seriously. But he says trying to get college students to care about a local race and a presidential year is not easy.
Do you want a bumper sticker or some buttons for any of the candidates?
I think you guys would have, like, Hillary.
They're in high demand.
So when I sat down with him to talk about running this campaign as a college student, I asked him if he thinks most other students on campus are even aware of down-ballot races like the one he's trying to win.
I don't think so, because we are doing, obviously, a lot of voter registration, a huge push, and people are really, really not wanting to even register to vote. Not even vote, but even register to vote. They say, I don't care. They're both terrible. And they don't understand that there's people down ballot that affect them 100 times more than whoever's in the White House ever could. And we've got propositions on the ballot, like Prop 205, Prop 206, that are going to affect them starting 90 days after the election, immediately affect them and their friends and their families.
As a college student running a local campaign, do you think you kind of can bring a good perspective and kind of reach out to those people?
I definitely try. It's hard when you're talking to college students because sometimes they don't have, I guess, the longest attention span. They're in between class. This is midterms week, so people are studying hard. But I think that one thing that we all try to do is really get them on the idea that it's not just the presidential.
So what's your strategy as campaign manager?
Our strategy is just from person-to-person contact. It's from Matthew and I getting in with the community organizations, community groups that have an understanding that he's going to be the best person to sit in that seat.
That sounds like a pretty traditional approach to campaigning, right? Is there any other way to do it?
I mean, if you can raise, you know, $70,000, there is another way to do it. But if you are somebody down ballot in the most consequential presidential and Senate race of somebody's lifetime, it's hard. So what we're focusing on is just getting our volunteers, the precinct committee people, and the various LDs just out there with our message.
Even with, you know, a new generation of people, even with somebody young running a campaign, in the end, it really still is shaking a hand and meeting people and face-to-face stuff.
Yeah. Nothing impacts the way that you're going to vote more than someone knocking on your door, putting a piece of paper in your hand, and telling you why this person is the right person for the office.
You said you're getting a lot of people just saying, I don't even care, I don't even want to vote. I wonder how frustrating that gets when you know what a powerful voting bloc college-age students are.
It is absolutely really frustrating. Millennials, I think, outnumber baby boomers now in the electorate. So if we all went to the polling place and voted the way that our grandparents do, we would impact the electorate in an unprecedented way. But, I mean, in 2014, I think there was 12% turnout of my generation of people under 25 in the state midterm elections, and that's just embarrassing. It's really hard when people are not in love with the presidential candidates, but I think that's where we come in. We've got all the information on the other candidates, and we are really invested in making sure that people go down ballot and start to care, if not about the presidential race, races like Sean Bowie's, races like Matthew Serra's, races that are going to affect their day-to-day life every single day.
Well, Zach Galley, thanks so much for speaking with me today.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
That was the show's Lauren Gilger speaking with Zach Galley, an ASU junior who's running a professional campaign for the County Board of Supervisors.